Are you convicted? Are you convicted? Are you convicted? Are you convicted? What I mean by that question is Jesus gives us two pretty simple commandments. Love God with everything you've got, and love your neighbor as much as you love yourself, your spouse, and your kids. Simple, right? Not so simple to live. You know, Jesus gives this commandment to the Pharisees because the Pharisees anger Jesus. The Pharisees anger him because they've turned the faith, the Jewish faith, into a bunch of rules, a checklist, dotting I's and crossing T's, and the Jewish faith is not that. You see, I was always impressed that Jesus could give such a beautiful answer to this question. Just two commandments. He summed everything up in two commandments. I thought, wow, he's really smart. He's God. And then I went into formation. And in formation, I realized that those two commandments are contained in the Old Testament. The first of those commandments is contained in a prayer that a Jewish person would say three times a day, even today. It's called the Shema. It's in Deuteronomy 6:5. It starts, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God." And in the middle of the prayer, it says, "You shall love your God with all of your strength." And then in Deuteronomy 19:18, I'm giving you these in case you want to check me. It says, "Love your neighbor as yourself." You see, Jesus wasn't trying to prove to the Sadducees or to the Pharisees how smart he was. He was proving to them what a good Jew he was, how he knew the scripture, how he lived the teachings of the prophets. Jesus was a good Jew. And this faith, the Jewish faith, even today is a very charitable faith. If we listen to the first reading from Exodus, we hear God exhort his people, and he starts off by saying, you better treat aliens well, because you were once aliens. You were aliens in Egypt, and you were actually aliens in the promised land. And you weren't treated well. And when I read that, I thought, holy smokes, he could be talking about the United States. I thought, you know, all of us sitting here, every one of us, unless we're of Native American descent, are either the descendant of an alien or we are an alien. And aliens in America have not been treated well over the course of history. They've been treated poorly. And God's saying, don't do that. If you treat them poorly, I will remember, and you will be punished. He goes on and he says, treat widows and orphans well. And that's because at Jesus' time, a woman had no rights. Children had even less. And so when a husband died, that woman had no real means of supporting herself, unless her children were old enough. So Jewish law, trying to be compassionate, set up a rule that said the oldest brother was to marry his sister-in-law. I don't know about you, but that seems a little creepy to me. But it was really about trying to give this woman a means of support and supporting her family. So it was a very compassionate act. The same thing was with orphans. They would try to give money. They would try to support them. The Jewish faith today is still very charitable. So we see that Jesus wants us to be charitable. He said, give money to the poor. You can expect to get paid back. You can't charge interest. And you can take collateral, but if the person needs that collateral, you have to give it back to them. Because what God's trying to tell us is, help the poor. You can never take from the poor. What a kind and beautiful faith this was. And we see in Thessalonians what happens when we live that faith. The faith grows, it's powerful, it's strong. The church grows. But conversely, when we become legalistic, when we dot I's, we cross T's, the faith isn't as attractive. You see, each of us have a hole in our heart. And that hole can only be filled by the love of God. And so when someone that's a believer or God himself touches us and fills that hole in our heart, it's attractive and it draws people to it. The analogy I always think of, good or bad, is a big electromagnet in the field of all of these iron shavings. And when someone turns it on, the stuff close to it is immediately snapped to that magnet. But even at the fringes, the pieces of iron will stand up and start shaking and gradually start moving towards that magnet. And the closer they get to the magnet, the faster they move until they too are attached to the magnet. This is how the love of God works. This is how it works when it fills people's hearts. And that's what we see in the second reading with the Thessalonians. That church grows, and it not only grows, it gets really strong and powerful, and it can weather the storms that are around it. This is a church that's founded in a completely pagan country. And it grows so powerful and so appealing that it actually causes other churches to be grown around it. So I ask you, are you convicted? Can you love your neighbor as yourself and as your wife? I know for myself, when I'm driving, somebody cuts me off, I usually react. I shouldn't, but I usually do. I want to tell you a story. I was in New Orleans a few years ago, about 6 years ago. And I was eating good food, listening to good music. It was warm, it was wonderful. The hurricanes weren't bad either. And I came walking down the street, and there was a man laying face down on the sidewalk. I thought, well, he's drunk, he's passed out, he'll be okay. And I stepped over him and I kept going. And that action of mine haunted me. It haunted me and it haunted me. And I had kind of forgotten about it until I started to prepare this homily. And it came back to me and it still haunts me. Because I owed that man love. If I loved him, I had to find out if he was okay. I had to offer to take care of him. And so it is with each and every one of us. When someone cuts us off, or whatever they do, for me it's always about driving, I guess, but if whatever they do, it's to pause and think, I meant to love this person. How can I love them? What's going on in their life? Or when you run into a homeless person, to not just throw them a dollar or to walk past them, stop, talk to him. Find out what's going on. It may be that God put you there for that man at that specific time. So I have a challenge for you. St. Francis said, start by doing what's possible, and pretty soon you'll be doing the impossible. So I'm asking you to do what's possible. During this next week, every action and interaction you have with a person, stop, think, I meant to love this man, I meant to love this woman or this child, and see how that changes your interaction. Because when we do that, when we live these two commands, love God with everything you've got, love your neighbor as much as your wife, your kids, the people you love the most, amazing things will happen. Because contained in those two commandments is the entire Jewish faith, the scriptures, the Old Testament, the New Testament, the teachings of Jesus Christ, the Beatitudes, all of the exhortations and teachings of our Pope. These two commandments are powerful. So I ask you again, are you convicted? Are you convicted? Are you convicted?